Perfect. Kiddush has been sponsored by Linda and Milton Frank in memory of Lottie Frank, Leah Bas Yehuda HaKohen El Hashem. Last week we spoke about the role that Kabbalah's Mitzvot has in terms of Geirus, with different opinions about what the nature of the Halacha of Kabbalah's Mitzvot is all about, some of the parameters of Kabbalah's Mitzvot. Now we move into really, which is in a sense a related sugya, and that's what is the halacha of the person is converting? Clearly not for the right motive. We have reason, very strong reason to believe that the person's intentions are not quite for the proper reasons of converting. How does that play out in terms of mitzvahs? How does that play out in terms of Kabbalah's mitzvahs? How does that affect the entire status of the geirus? So the sugya begins in the first of the Ma'amakomos in Yevamos of Chavdal of the days. Echad isha disgayel b'shem isha. If you have a man who is converting clearly because he wants to marry a Jewish woman, or vice versa, a non-Jewish woman converting, she wants to marry a Jewish man, or somebody is converting because it's good financially for him, he wants to, the Jewish community is doing well, shulchan malachim in the real sense of the word, he wants to join the Jewish kings, it's a job, he's working for Shlomo Melech, whatever the different reasons are, clearly the reason is not for the purpose because he's in love with Torah mitzvahs. So comes the Gemara and quotes, Einam geirim. So none of these geirim are valid, Divrei Rabbi Nechemya. No one should jump yet, that's not Rabbi Paskin yet, but this is the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya, that none of these geirim are good, even the Di'evit Rabbi Nechemya holds. What is wrong with these geirim? Why they're no good even the Di'evit? So the person went out of Milam, the person had a Tevila, the person brought a Korban. So what could possibly be wrong with the geirim the Di'evit? So Lech'oru, Rabbi Nechemya is telling us that this doesn't qualify as a Kabbalah mitzvah. So even though the person may be saying they can keep mitzvahs, but since the person's keeping of mitzvahs is not really being done with Shema, it's not being accepted for the proper reason, so the stumber of Nechemya's understanding is, this is a chisaron of the Kabbalah mitzvahs, and a chisaron in Kabbalah mitzvahs is ma'akav the geirus even b'diyavid. That's what Rabbi Nechemya says. So Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Nechemya used to say, echad geiri arayos, v'echad geiri chalomos, v'echad geiri mordechai v'ester enam geirim. All the above people who are converting for a variety of reasons, either because they're scared of the lions, or that's a little bit of a throwback. We'll talk about this in a moment, about the story that happened in the days of the end of Bais Rishon, where Sancheira brought a whole group of non-Jews to live in Eretz Yisrael, and he kicked out the Eretz Yisraelim, and these people were being eaten by the lions, and they weren't really, and they got scared, and they were told that they better become Jewish, they converted because they were afraid for their lives, the whole story. So the bottom line is, the common denominator of all these people is that they're not doing it with Shema. The Jews who converted in the day, the Goyim who converted in the days of Mordechai and Esther, clearly came up upon the Hudim Aleihem, because they were afraid of Mordechai and Esther and Klal Yisrael. So all these people were Einam Geirim. So according to Rabbi Nechemya, none of these Geirim are valid. Achi is Geir Bizman Hazeh. The only type of Geirim that is valid, says Rabbi Nechemya, is a Geirim that takes place today. So the Gemara says, what in the world does that mean? Bizman Hazeh? What does it mean? There's no Geirim in the days of Matan Torah. There's no Geirim in the days of other periods in Jewish history. Only in the days of Rabbi Nechemya. So the Gemara says, no, what it means is like this. Rabbi Nechemya was saying that in his days, Rabbi Nechemya was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. He lived at a very tough time in Jewish history. So it was after the Kochma revolt, after the Chulin Beita, after the Chulin Beis Hamikdash, the Jews were in Golos, there was a lot of suffering, and a person is still converting. A guy, I'm sure that he wants to convert during this time of Jewish history, it must be that he's Mamash Tashma. It must be this guy has no ulterior motive. He's not converting because he wants anything good, it's not so good to be Jewish. He's converting because he Mamash fell in love with Torah Mitzvahs. So that was Rabbi Nechemya's marshal. You have to convert kibbutz man hazeh. So according to Rabbi Nechemya, the halacha is that any geirus that's done in any other period of Jewish history, when it's being done for other reasons, or if it's being done for the purposes of marriage or any other ulterior motive, these geirus are not acceptable even to the evit. So comes the Gemara and says, Ha'itmar Allah, we learned concerning the statement of Rabbi Nechemya, Am Rabbi Yitzchak Bashmo Bamash Mishmei Derav, Halacha Kedivir Eimer Kulam Geirim Hem, that we don't accept Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya was the Das Yochid, he was the minority view. We possibly, like all the other Chachamim, who say that these people would in fact be Geirim. So even though clearly one is not supposed to do this, even the Chacham who disagrees with Rabbi Nechemya can see that you're not supposed to lechatchila convert people for marriage, you're not supposed to lechatchila convert people out of fear, you're not supposed to convert people for financial incentive, but b'di'evit, if the Geirus was done, the Geirus would in fact be valid. So Tosfos is just quick to point out Now, one of the terms that was thrown around here in this machlekes of Nechemi and the Rabbanan was the term Geri Arayas. Arayas with an aleph, that people who convert because of lions. So it comes Tosfos and says, don't get confused, there are two different types of Geri Arayas in Halacha. So it says Tosfos in the second line of Mekoma, so Yivamas Chavdal and Mabeis, Halacha Debe Amakum Gerim Heim, Hach Geri Arayas, well, Domi Lahad Yikam and Diyama Kusim Geri Arayas Heim, Tehosu Mayu Ogdom Eloheim, Tirechsibu Sefim Malachim, Ulamad Yama Geri Emes Heim, Kesav Nishuv Nesgar Lagamri. Tosfos is referring to a sugi that appears in many places in Shas about the status of the Kusim. Kusim, as I said before, they were the group of non-Jews who were brought to Eretz Yisrael towards the very end of Bayis Rishon, and the Pesukim and Sefer Malachim described that they were being devoured by the lions, and then they were given advice. The only way for them to survive was that they would become Jewish. So a whole group of them converted, and thus became that entity called the Kusim. So there's Machlokes HaTanoim, and throughout Shas, what's the status of the Kusim? Are the Kusim Jewish? Are the Kusim not Jewish? Is the Geirus Chal? Is the Geirus not Chal? So it comes to us and says, what is the Tanoim fighting about? Whether the Geirus is good or no good? It is good. We paskin against Rabbi Nechemia. We paskin Halacha Kulum Gerimim. So even though they weren't converting for the proper motives, but Tachlis, they converted. Tachlis, they had Geirus. Tachlis, they had Milul Tevila. So did the Ever, we should accept the Geirus. So Taisus says, no, there's a different story. Taisus says that, when do we say that Halacha Kulum Gerimim, if at the end of the day they were makabal the mitzvahs, means they had the not proper motives. The reason that makabal the mitzvahs was because he wants to marry this Jewish girl. The reason she's makabal the mitzvahs, she wants to marry the Jewish boy. The reason is makabal the mitzvahs was he's afraid of the lions. They had a whole story. So the motive wasn't proper, but at the end of the day the Kabbalah was valid. At the end of the day you were really makabal b'lev shalom, 100% you're going to keep the mitzvahs. That's not what happened with the Kusim. The Kusim were never makabal mitzvahs. The Kusim were being ovdei v'dezara, as the Pasuk says explicitly in Malach, that even after they quote unquote became Jewish, they were still of the Avodah Zarah. So that was a question about the very etzem Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. So comes Tosfos with an important yisai to us and says that different gerusim are different. It doesn't matter so much what the motive was. What really matters was Lebaisa, was there a Kabbalah HaMitzvahs? So even though the background, the historic background, what prompted, there was the sociological background, the economic background, the person wanted to marry the Jewish girl, whatever the background was, that's not as important as so-called, was there a real Kabbalah HaMitzvahs? If there was a real Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, we're willing to overlook what prompted that Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. But if the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs itself is a farce, like in the case of the Kusim, so that's considered to be a not acceptable gayrus, even the Tiyavit.
On the other hand, the Kabbalah on the floor, which is much harder to understand. Now, what about somebody who is in the Kabbalah and Shul? He's not considered to be a Kabbalah, but he's not considered to be a Kabbalah.
Right, so that's touched a little bit. We spoke about last in the Chutz Min Davar Echad. So where do you draw the line? What's called?
He's not
even makabel anything.
No, what we spoke before is that after all, after one, he has not gone to accept Shmirat Shabbat. That's not the case. Somebody with the Yerush and Yishuv, and he goes to practice Yiddishkeit, whatever it means, and then ended up not practicing.
Oh, so that's okay. We're going to get to that a little bit later. About what happens if at the time of the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs he was Mekabel, and then next week he changes his mind. So we're going to get to that as the sugya develops. So again, so this is a very important yisod of Tosfos, that when we say that garrison that were done for the not proper motives are valid, that doesn't always mean that. That means if Hochmah is given, there was a valid Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, then only then is it going to be good. So comes the Ritvan, the third of the Mamakomas in Yevamos Nachov Dalma Beis, and follows the same line of reasoning as Tosfos, but the Ritvan adds a little bit of a twist to it, which may become very relevant for us, the Maisa. So if we take a look at the third of the Mamakomas, so the Ritvan starts off pretty much the same as Tosfos. Halach Kulam Geirim Perish, the Gemara Gomer La, that we have a tradition, the Rabbanan Pligya Rabbi Nechemya, the Stamas Nizik Rabbanan, we pass it like the Chachamim, the Hikshu Betosfos, Kevin the Agaria Rayas Geirim Aim the Rabbanan, Lama Amushen could go in the Yamagera Rayasim. So if we pass it like the Chachamim that all Geirim are good, so why does some Tanoim disqualify the Kusim? The Tirtsu, the Shining House, the Shakosim Omer Alemis Olehem, I owe them. Loma Shalom is Gairu Belev Sholem, Olam Velo Kiblu Alehem. But now it gets a little bit tricky, says the Ritva. Now it's where the Ritva adds on to Tosfos. Uman de machshir hosam, something is gai b'leg shalom, and the Chazal assume, the one who says that they are geirim assumes that they were mekabel. Aval hocha, kevan din is geirun, the hocha here means a regular individual comes and says, I want to become Jewish because I want to marry this Jewish girl. So says the Ritva, why do we paskin that the geiris b'dievet is good? Kevan din is geiru, v'kiblu aleihem, chazapahu d'agav onsayu gamru v'kiblu. So comes the Ritva and says that even though his motive is not really pure, but we know, tachlis, push comes to shove, he's going to keep the mitzvahs. We know he's going to keep the mitzvahs. Why is he keeping the mitzvahs? He's going to be forced into keeping the mitzvahs. What does that mean? Who's going to force him to keep the mitzvahs? So we'll see in a moment. Even though he's being compelled to keep the mitzvahs, he has no choice to keep the mitzvahs, that's still so-called considered to be a Kabbalah. So what the Ritva seems to be saying is as follows, that whenever a person converts for ulterior motives, we have to question his kavosa mitzvahs. What kind of a joke is this? You kavosa mitzvahs. We know why he's converted. We know he doesn't really care about Torah. So why does that constitute kavosa mitzvahs? And Rabbi Nechemiah, in fact, said it doesn't. So why did the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Nechemiah? So the Ritva explains that a person's living in a society where everyone's going to keep the mitzvahs. He's going to be forced to keep the mitzvahs. Why? Either there's a Beis Din that's forcing him to keep the mitzvahs, or society pressure is forcing him to keep the mitzvahs. So self, he's going to keep the mitzvahs. So at the end of the day, he's going to be a Shabbos Shabbos. He's not going to be he's not going to daven Shemoneh Esrei Shabbos with such kavara. He's not going to be sings nice mirrors. He's not going to be a beautiful Shomer. Big deal. At the end of the day, he's going to keep the Isurim Malach. At the end of the day, he's going to keep Shabbos. He's not going to be as medastic as possible in Kashrus, but at the end of the day, he's going to keep Kashrus. So comes the Ritva and says, that's called the Kabbalah of Mitzvahs. The implication of the Ritva is very, very significant for us. What if you have a situation where a person is converting for ulterior motives, and we have no reason to believe that he's compelled to keep the Mitzvahs. He tells us he is Makabal, Makabal. We think he may be Makabal, but we're not convinced he's going to be Makabal the Mitzvahs. Why? Because we're living in a society which is a free society. You can do whatever you want. Bishlam in the days of Rabbi Nechemiah and the Rabbanan, if you wanted to be part of the Jewish community, you see either with us, either in or out. Many, many, many communities were like that throughout the years of Jewish history. Either you were from, if you weren't, it doesn't mean you're on the highest level of Ruchlias, it doesn't mean you're a Tali Gomor, but either you were basically Shomer Torah Mitzvahs or you're out. So either you were from or you became a non-Jew, you were converted to another religion. So come a group of poskim and say, this Ritva falls by the wayside as man as that. Today, a person can be quote-unquote Jewish, can be a car-carrying member of the Jewish community and not keep any mitzvahs. He doesn't have to keep Shabbos and Kashrus, but he's still quote-unquote Jewish. He still counts as part of the Jewish community. So some later poskim and said, we have to perhaps reevaluate this whole halacha now. According to the Ritva, the only reason why we accept these shvacha kabbalas and mitzvahs with shvacha ulterior motives, the only reason why we're willing to accept that is because we know in our heart of hearts he's going to keep the mitzvahs because he has no choice. But his man is saying, he has every choice in the world to keep the mitzvahs. So where's the kabbalas and mitzvahs? So this suggestion was made by two gedolim of last generation, two generations ago, by the Dvar Rav. The Dvar Rav was the Rav in Kovner right before World War II. So he suggested this idea. And Rav Herzog, and Rav Roshi's in Eretz Yisrael also suggested this idea. I don't know if it was independent or together. But each one of them came up with this idea, which would be a tremendous chumrah. If one would accept this understanding, that this would throw into question gerusim that were done l'shum ishus, even b'di'evet. Means we were willing to say, we passed it against Rabbi Nechemiah, that a gerush l'shum ishus, it's not a good thing, we're not thrilled with it, we're not happy, we shouldn't encourage it. But at the end of the day, we throw our hands up and we say, alright, if you're makabel the mitzvahs, you're makabel the mitzvahs. According to these gedolim, we're not even sure that's true anymore, because there really is no kabbalah the mitzvahs. Whatever the gerush was done l'shum ishus, there's, in a sense, by definition, a chisar of the kabbalah the mitzvahs, and that deficiency in kabbalah the mitzvahs can only be solved when you live in a society where at least you're forced, but Bizman Hazem, we don't have that fee anymore. That option doesn't exist anymore. So then, in effect, we fall back on Rami Nechemi of Bizman Hazem. So this halacha, yes, it's true in theory. In the books, it says that Geirus Lashem Ishus B'Dievet is kosher, but number one, that's only true if there was a Kabbalah of Mitzvahs. And number two, we're not 100% sure that that didn't even apply to Bizman Hazem. So again, that just throws a serious monkey wrench into Geirusim. One has to be very, very careful before one's Megaya people have to take into consideration this issue of Lashum B'Ishus. It's not clear. The other Yisham don't say this Ritva. Tosus doesn't say this beer in the Ritva. And I don't know whether most poskim went along for this Avraham and this Hertzog. I have to be honest. I don't know where everybody. I don't think that many poskim went along with it. Reb Chaim Ozer, I don't think, accepted it. Reb Chaim Ozer, and there were other gedolim in Europe who were of the opinion that even though it says in Shulchan Aruch he's not supposed to be megaya some of the lishamishus, so group of poskim claim that what if there's a tremendous tayalos to do it? What if we're not going to be megaya this person? So they're going to go off and do worse things. If they go, their Jewish girlfriend's going to go out and marry them as a goy. So it's going to be even worse for us and worse for the whole community. So some poskim said that since the whole isser of converting someone to lishum ishus is not an absolute isser, because b'diavad the geiris is going to be chal. So if it's for the greater good, sometimes it could be mevater on that isser, assuming that the geiris is going to be chal at least b'diavad. So if according to the Dvar Avraham and according to Herzog's Cheshbon that there's not hazeh, and you live in a free society, so then the geiris is not good, so what are you gaining? So we're going to convert the person in a way that he's not Jewish anyway. So I had a little money, he didn't accomplish anything. So I'm not convinced that everybody agrees to this Dvar Avraham.
How about the reverse, the woman, which then would be questioning as far as the next generation? If the man's not a big deal.
Right, it's the same basic question. The same, the implications are worse. If it's a non-Jewish woman, the implications are worse. So again, I'm just saying that every geirus lishum ishus is very, very shaky. It's shaky because very often a geirus lishum ishus type does not have kabbalah mitzvahs, and even if it theoretically has, maybe that's lacking. Maybe that's not an absolute bona fide kabbalah mitzvah. So again, a very, very serious shaila. No. Rabbi Nechemiah is, in a sense, the Ikra Din. Rabbi Nechemiah says that if the Geirus was done if it was done for the wrong reason, so there was no Kabbalah Mitzvah, so the Geirus was Batel. So the Chachamim Mechadesh, even though it was done for the wrong reason, but self, the guy's going to be forced to keep the Mitzvahs anyway. That's what the Ritva says. Chazaka v'kiblu lem, chazaka ta'akav v'msayah gamar v'kiblu. So when that line of the Ritva falls by the wayside, like in today's society, so maybe everybody in effect reverts back to Rabbi Nechemiah. That's the Chiddush of these Gedolim.
It seems like over the last 30, 40 years, that when I was growing up, I never heard of a Lashem Ishus, a Geirus Lashem Ishus.
Wow.
No.
You were too young.
No. Now we hear about it.
I don't know. I mean, Rav Chaim Weiss was in Europe, this problem already existed. The problem existed 100 years ago in Europe. So I don't know. But I'll show you how far back the issues of Geirus Lashem Ishus go. We'll get to the next marker, the Rambam. The Rambam Uchad Yisrael Rebbe, a Perek Yigimel. So the Rambam raises the question, the age-old question, in Novi. Question, we find certain people who are viewed as Manhige Yisrael, as Gedol Yisrael, as Shoftim Yisrael, as Malchi Yisrael, who married women who were, at least when they were born, weren't Jewish. So comes the Rambam, the Uchad Yisrael Rebbe, a Perek Yigimel, and raises the following issue. A person should not think Shimshon HaMashiach Yisrael, Shimshon, whatever issues Shimshon had, but the mice, he had Ruach HaNevuah, he was a Shofet. O Shlomo Melech Yisrael, Shnikma Yedid Hashem, Nasu Nashim Nachris B'Giyusa. Don't think that Chalila V'Chalila, that these individuals married mamish non-Jewish women. This is what's really going on. This is the secret. The proper way to perform geirus, we're supposed to investigate, we're supposed to ask. Maybe they're converting for money. Some position. Because they're afraid. The Rambam is just paraphrasing the Shulchan Malachim and the Geiri Arayas, etc. The issue, if it's a man who's converting, both can acher up. The Isha Yehudis, maybe wants to marry a Jewish girl. Etc. We're supposed to do our research, do our homework, have to figure out. If we don't suspect anything fishy going on, we really think the person is sincere, then we begin the geirus process. Then we try to discourage the person because we want to separate the men from the boys. We want to see who's really interested. So we tell them about how difficult Torah is. We tell them it's not so easy to keep mitzvahs, and we hope that will discourage them. But if we see that they're really insistent and they really want to be Jewish, Ahava, and we see that they're really honest to goodness, to genuine, then the Kabban Osan, then we're Mechuyiv to accept them. She never Terry Kimis Amezaz Yalech, she taught a tech to Ladabre Lehel. The Gemara in Yevamos quotes the story from Rus and Naomi, that when Naomi tries to send Rus away, she says, don't, what do you need this for? Go back, what do you have to be Jewish for? And Rus says, no, I want to, Mechamib, Mechamakai. So the Pasuk says, when Naomi realized that Rus was serious, so then the technology, then she stopped discouraging her. Then forget that we have to open the perspective, we have to offer the perspective, Ger, Mamish, open arms. So we take a little bit of a change in attitude towards the Ger. Kozman, that we're not convinced that the person is sincere, we try to push them away, try to discourage them. Once you realize that they're sincere, then forget. Then the mitzvah after them is a Ger, you have to take them and help them and do whatever we can for them. So comes the Ram and says, that's what's supposed to happen. That's the optimal Ger situation. Then the Ram says in Lachatesh, Vav Lafitach, but Kibbul based in Gerim Koyme Davar Shlomo. In the days of Davar Shlomo, so the Batei Dinim, the responsible Batei Dinim, did not accept Gerim. They made David Shamir Apachar Chosru. In the days of David, because they thought maybe the Goyim were converting, because they were afraid of David. David was a pretty powerful army, so maybe they wanted him to be part of a Klai, so for that reason. Ubi May Shlomo Shem Bishvil HaMalchus, Natova Gadol HaShayu Ba Yisrael Chosru. In the days of Shlomo, the Klai so was prosperous. There was a lot of money in the days of Shlomo, a lot of good things in the days of Shlomo, so maybe that's what the Goyim wanted to join. So we don't want those kinds of Geirim. Shikolachosim in the Akumash Odovim, the Havre Olam. Any person who converts because he wants for some foolish thing of this world, he wants wealth, he wants things like that, Einam a Geir Yetzedek. Such a person is not a Geir Yetzedek. We don't really want such Geirim. Now the reality sets in, says the Rambam. Even though we really don't want such Gerim, but Lamaisa, there were Batei Dinim that were doing it anyway. These Batei Dinim were not really responsible Batei Dinim. They were Batei Dinim Shal Adyotos. They weren't the Sanhedrin. They weren't the real heavy-duty Batei Dinim. But Lamaisa, they were doing it. So there would be Mekabel Gerim at a time when the Halacha would have preferred not to be Mekabel Gerim. So now, what do you do with such people? So now you have a person who really wasn't supposed to become Jewish, but he did. He had his meal, he had his tefillah, he had his kabbalah mitzvahs. So now what do you do with him? He comes around and says, "V'hayu beizin agoda choshir lahem." So now the beizin agoda, when they had to register them to figure out who are these people, I mean, these goyim floating around Klal Yisrael who have quote unquote converted, are they Jewish or they're not Jewish? So the Rambam says, "Lo dochen osan achashet tavlu mikom rakom." The Rambam says that you can't push them away, you can't tell them to go in, because at the end of the day, they convert. They're Gerim in a sense. They were Megaya, they had Mila and Tevila, so you can't just throw them out. But Velo Makar Ben Osan, nevertheless, we're not Mechuyev to be very, very close to them, we're not Mechuyev to be very, very good to them. Achetir Acharisam. Let's wait and see. They pass the test of time, if they'll really be from, they'll really be Shemitah Mitzvah, then we'll welcome them in open arms. So this is the new category of Geirus that the Rambam just defined. So again, there's optimal Geirus, which is done for the right reasons, genuine reasons, and those Geirim we have to accept their mamash in open arms. And then you have these secondary Geirim who really shouldn't have this problem in the first place, but they didn't have Yokos, didn't bother listening to the Beis Din HaGadol, and now we're stuck with all these people, so what do you do with them? So the Rambam says, you can't say the Goyim. On the other hand, not proper for us to welcome them yet, because we're not really sure what this story, how sincere they're going to be.
So is Rambam paskening that they're not real Geirim, the Raisa, because there's a certain chiyuv that you have, La'amanos, Yisomen, the Geirim.
Yes.
So now is Rambam creating a category that this doesn't fall under the halakha?
Interesting, fascinating ha'ara. The Rambam never says, what are the ramifications? What does it mean that you're not makarav them? What do the words mean that makarav them? So in the bottom of the notes in the Chiddush HaRitva in Yevamos, so Rav Yaffin wrote all the tremendous Chiddushim in the bottom of the Ritva. So he says exactly what Henry says. He says that maybe what the Rambam means is that the mitzvah of the Ahavtem es HaGer only applies for Ger Tzedek. It only applies for a person who's converting for the proper reason. Yet there are two kinds of Gerim. Besides the Ger Toshim, there are two types of halachic Gerim. There's a Ger Tzedek, and there's a Ger Sheino Ger Tzedek. So Ger Tzedek means he converted for the right reasons. So for him, there's a mitzvah of the Ahavtem es HaGer, and you have to go out of your way and bend over backwards to be nice. You could have another person who technically has Kedushas Yisrael because he went through the motions, he was Mekabel the Mitzvahs, but we know he was Mekabel the Mitzvahs for some shaky reason. So in Mekabel the Mitzvahs, you don't have to be Mekabel, you don't have to be so nice. I mean, you don't throw him out, but you don't have to be extra specially nice to him. So that seems to be the Mashmal of the Rambam. So now the Rambam continues in the Lachat Tezai, and this is all the background to Shimshon and Shlomo. Well, the fish Shlomo Nashim V'Nasan, V'Chein Shimshon Gia V'Nasa. So he says, now all these women who converted in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, and these women who converted, Shimshon's married this one, and that one, this Plishti lady, that Plishti lady, whoever he was converting, so these Gerusim fell into this middle category of Gerus. They weren't really Geret Tzedek. They weren't in the guy for the right reason. The woman, the Plishti woman, the Lila, the wife of Shimshon, was not exactly the greatest tzedekins in the world. So she didn't convert L'Shem Shemayim, clearly. Or some of the wives of Shlomo Melech were not converted L'Shem Shemayim. They had hidden agendas. Sometimes the agendas weren't even so hidden. We knew exactly they're converting for all kind of other political, for economic reasons, etc. The law stays in Girum, and in a sense, the Rambam's criticizing Shimshon and criticizing Shlomo that they really shouldn't have converted these people in the first place because they weren't sincere. So there was really no reason to convert them in the first place. On the other hand, are they Jewish? Yeah, they're Jewish because they had a mila, they had a tefillah, they had some kind of a kavosa mitzvah. They were giving, they gave us their word, they're going to keep mitzvahs, whatever that meant, and comes around and says, at the end of the day, they're really Jewish. So you can't have a tie to why Shlomo's married to them. You can't have a tie to why Shimshon's married to them. On the other hand, the Rambam says, HaKosuv, Choslam HaKosuv Kiloin Akum. Nevertheless, the Psukim speak very, very strongly against Shimshon and against Shlomo for marrying these women, and the Psukim call them Goyim, Ubi Surinom Dim, the Ode, and says the Rambam, and guess what? Shachiach Sofon Al-Tchiloson, says the Rambam, guess what? These women did not stand the test of time. What happened? Shem Ovdos Akum. Shalahem, the taka continues to be of the Abedazara, Ubon Lahem Bamos, the hell of a Kosakin, who Bamos, Shalahem, even a Shlomo Bamos. And that's the tragedy of the end of the Malchus of Shlomo, and the tragedy of Shimshon, is that they got messed up because of these women who they married. So comes the Rambam in his last two or three halachos, and has created for us not only a halachic category, but a historical perspective of what's going on. You know, we usually think in very, very black and white terms of Jewish. Either he's Jewish or he's not Jewish. Either the Geirus was good or the Geirus was no good. The Rambam has opened up for us this possibility that there's a little bit of a middle ground that the Geirus is, in a sense, pending. It means to be determined what exactly the status of this person is. So says the Rambam, once you went through the motions of Geirus, whether you did it for the right reason or the wrong reason, Taklus, you went through the motions of Geirus, you had your meal, your tefillah, your korban, your kolos mitzvah, you went through everything, you passed all the tests, so you're Jewish. We can't say you're a guy anymore. That's it. Once you're Jewish, that's it. You can't say the person's not Jewish. On the other hand, there's no great mitzvah to include these people in the Jewish community. There's no great mitzvah to marry into these people. There's no great mitzvah to be part of this because time will tell. So if we wait a few years and we see that people really turn out talk to be Shamatar mitzvahs, okay, then they become like Geirei Tzedek in a sense. Then you have to be nice and have to miss a year. But if they don't, so then they're not really, they're not Geirei Tzedek. Do they have Kedushas Yisrael? Yeah, they have Kedushas Yisrael. But in terms of being part of Klal Yisrael, in the full sense of the word, so they're not. This is a new category that the Rambam creates for us. And the Rambam says, that's what was going on. That's the Maisim of Shimshon and Shlomo. These middle types of Geirei. Then the Rambam continues, in Halacha Yizayin, the Rambam says, Geresh lo bakir acharav. Let's say you have a Ger who they didn't do the proper research, so then there's reason to believe they were a guy for funny reasons. Oshlo do a mitzvah, the onshon. Or they never really told him all the mitzvahs. So he says, yeah, makabu. You forgot to tell him about Shabbos. You forgot to tell him about Kashrus. You forgot to tell him about Tarshish. You forgot to tell him all the mitzvahs. But sof ko sof, he is makabu what is makabu. Umal betovu frei gibul yodas. So raise a Ger, says the Rambam, b'di'evad, the person is Jewish. Afilu no dash b'shvil dava hu mizgar. Even though their incentive was for converting was wrong, shulo ho umal betovu yotz b'chal akum v'choshim lo atches baratzit kuso. Says the Rambam, afilu chazav avad k'chav mazalos. Even if the person next week becomes mamish and ovid avad azara, it means at the time when we converted them, they're makabu mitzvahs. We thought they were sincere. We, in a sense, we were fooled. We thought that they were sincere. We honestly good as thought they wanted to keep mitzvahs. We knew that they're doing it for marriage purposes, but at the Shas Maisa, we were makabal them. We thought they were giving mitzvahs. And then next week, we realized they're Mechal Shabbos. Next week, we realized they're going back to be over the Mitzvah. Next week, we realized they're eating treif. So what's the story of these people? Says the Rambam, Harel Ki Yisrael Mumar. Says the Rambam, such people are now like Yisrael. We're showing them like a Yisrael. There's no longer keeping the mitzvahs. Shekidushin. And the halacha is, that if such a person would be Mekadosh and Isha, Kiddush would be Chal, because the person has Kiddush is Yisrael. And the mitzvah Shavas Aveid applies to such a person. And therefore the Ram concludes, that even though Shimshon realized later in life that this wife of his was worshipping idols, and Shlomo Melech realized that all his wives were being Ovdos of Erezara, so how come they didn't get rid of them right away? How come they didn't throw them out right away? They're married to Goyim. So the answer is because they're not Goyim, because they're Jewish. Because the Shas Maisa, they were Makabal Mitzvahs. The Shas Maisa, they had Milo Tvila. The Shas Maisa, they were declared to be Jewish. Even though it turns out that the whole thing was never really lasted, it doesn't matter. If the Shas Maisa, it was authentic, then they considered to be Jewish. However, if the Shas Maisa wasn't authentic, that's what we spoke about last week, let's say as the Beis Din is listening to these people, they know the thing is a joke. They know the person is not going to keep any mitzvahs. That we said last week, that's not a Shadok of also mitzvahs. That's a nothing. Such a person talk wouldn't be Jewish. So the Rambam is walking a very, very fine line, both halachically and historically, to create this new category of people who were Makabal mitzvahs, and we know it wasn't done for the proper motive, but we thought it was sincere, and now next week it turns out that the whole thing is a bluff.
But if you read the Rambam and you attribute these to Bakhagir and Hagiotos, this interpretation, and you could easily say that a former conservative conversion should be valid.
Okay, so we spoke a couple of weeks ago about the dinim of Beis Din, so the halacha is as follows, that a Beis Din is ma'akev for Geirus. So a Beis Din is ma'akev at some stage of the Geirus, either the Tefillah or the Kabbalah Mitzvah, that's for sure. So in order to be a Beis Din, so there are certain criteria that the Dayanim have to meet. So one of the criteria to be a Dayan, the Mishnah says, is you have to be kosher to be an aid. Anyone who would not be acceptable as a witness in halacha is not kosher to be a Dayan in halacha. One of the basic criteria of being an aid is a person has to be a Shomer Torah Mitzvah. So if a person, let's say you would have to aid them at a wedding who are not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, so that would be not a valid wedding. That was Rav Moshe's whole famous kula about if you have a wedding that's being performed by somebody and all the people at the wedding, nobody's from, so there are no Edom present at the wedding. That's Makadosh Blo Edom. So the same Rav Moshe writes is true about a Geirus. If you have a Geirus done in front of three quote-unquote Dayanim, but all three Dayanim are Mechal Shabbos, all three Dayanim are Kof from Torah, so then they're not kosher to be Dayanim, they're not kosher to be Dayanim. That's like a Geirus, a little bit from the Beis. That's worse than the Rambam's case. The Rambam's talking about Dayanim who were Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, who were technically kosher to be Dayanim, just that they shouldn't be doing they're in the wrong business. They shouldn't be doing what they're doing.
In the present day case, there was the Stat Machasid who went to some little city in Puerto Rico and was in Gaia, tens and tens of people. It was a real serious issue. And Gaia's Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, just a little crazy. And it was a whole big scandal. It was quite a few years ago.
So the question is, what degree of Kabbalah mitzvahs, if any, was there really a Kabbalah mitzvahs or not? So that's at the end of the day, it all boils down. But the Rambam has created for us this model that in theory you can have a situation where we're looking at a person, we say, this is ridiculous. How could this person be Jewish? How does this happen? And the answer is that, well, last year when they came to us, we thought they were sincere. So out of again, maybe we were fooled, maybe we were duped. It could be. But if the fee our umdana, you know, Ein LeBeis Din Mamash Ein Avros, for the fee, the impression of the Beis Din, the person was to some degree sincere, so they felt that satisfied the requirement of the Kabbalah Mitzvah. The person does become Jewish, and then we got a big problem. And we have another Yisrael Mumra on our hands. Again, it's not a pretty scene, but we're not trying to depress us too much, but we should just be aware of the fact that the problems that we talk about today are not new problems. The Rambam says these problems are at least 3,500 years old. They existed in the days of Shlomo Melech, the days of Shimshon, the same problem of these days in Hagiotos and Geirus, and Geirus in which we were not quite up to par.
But halacha Yud Zayin, it's even worse.
Yes, that's what.
That's even worse than someone who might eventually be not sincere. Since he knew what was expected, he said he'll do it, and then a month later, he goes back. But here, he didn't even know what was expected.
Right, so that's what many Achronim point out, that the Rambam was very medayik in his lashon. The Rambam in Halacha Yud Zayin does not say, Shalom kibul ha-mitzvahs. The Rambam says Shalom Hodiu HaMitzvahs. There's a big difference between the two. There's a very big difference between the two. When you have a Ger who's converting, so we don't tell him every single thing. You give him a whole shit, all 613 mitzvahs. You say to him, listen, Judaism has a lot of mitzvahs. Here's a sampling. Here's a few of them. Are you sincere? You're going to be Makabel as you keep on learning. So Nasa v'nishma, when we Klai Yisrael, when Makabal Mitzvahs, they also didn't know what they were getting themselves into. Nasa v'nishma means that whatever will be defined as Kabbalah Mitzvahs to be determined, I'm accepting it all upon myself. So the Rambam is a chiddush. The Rambam writes that not only if the Beis Din didn't tell him all the details, they left out some biggies. Lahold you, they didn't tell him all. They told him kibbutz nothing. That's still called the Kabbalah Mitzvahs because he was Makabal whatever he will eventually be told. But if he says the Feirish that, listen, I don't want to hear about this, Shabbos is not for me, and Kashrus is not for me, and Taras Mishpach is not for me, so that's not a chisor in the Hodosa Mitzvahs, that's a chisor in the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, and that, the Pashtus would be a very serious problem, even according to this, to the reading of this Rambam. This idea that the Rambam is quoting for us, that when you have a person who converts, and then, at the time of the Geirus was Chal, and now a month later, a year later, 10 years later, they go off the Derech, so they don't lose their Kedushas Yisrael. So that Lechora is related to the general Halacha, that if you have a regular born Jew, if you have a person's born Jewish, no conversions, no Geirus, no nothing, and then when 20 years later, he decides he wants to become an Ovid of Adazara. So the Pashas Advarim is, he doesn't lose Kedushas Yisrael. We have a rule, the Gemara Sanhedrin says that Yisrael, Afabishachot Yisrael, that once a person is endowed with Kedushas Yisrael, either through birth or through Geirus, once it's there, it can never be removed. So we have to analyze that a little bit further. Is that absolutely 100% true? Is there anything a person can do to lose Kedushas Yisrael? So that's sort of the end of these Maamar Kamos. I thought it would lead into next week's share also, so maybe we'll save retype the Maamar Kamos for next week, the last 2-3 Maamar Kamos, the beginning of that second dimension of the Sugya. Namely, once a person is Jewish, so is that true? Once Jewish, always Jewish, or is there anything a person can ever do to actually uproot, to actually lose Kedushas Yisrael? Either a Ger can do, or actually a born Jew can do. Hopefully that's the next week, we'll try to continue from that.
He'd be Chayiv Chatos, he's in the base of Mizrash's bills, he'd be Chayiv Misha. So once he converts,